Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and this week I have another one of my children with me. So glad to have her.
Thank you, Mom. It's so good to be here. It's just like family reunion.
Yes, and we just loved having you here today, making the Easter video. Yes. that you can go on archives and watch it, and I think you'll really be blessed.
Yes.
We centered on the Lord and what he did, and of course healing. And little Isaac ministered at the end. It was powerful.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. But we were talking, and we have been talking about, you know, these days. Mm. My goodness, I just finished doing some meetings at Eagle Mountain International, which you could go online.
Yes.
And talking about the blood moons. We've taught them on radio before. And you can go online and see those there, EMIC. And they're coming up. We have had one already, the blood moon on Passover, April 15.
We're still here.
Yeah, we're still here. We'll have another one on Tabernacles, the 8th of October. And there are four of these full moon, blood moon. Now, what do they mean, people ask me? I really don't know. I know they're signs from God.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're wake-up calls.
Right.
It's like, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you some signs.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember what God told Brother Hagin, the most important thing that you can teach my children in the last days is how to be led by my Spirit.
Powerful. It's the truth.
That's the truth.
Sorry.
And we make this choice day by day.
Yeah.
Now, the other day, I was meditating on John 14, or 16, I think it is, where he said, When the comforters come,
oh yes,
he will show you things to come.
Mm-hmm.
One translation says he will show you the coming things. And I was meditating on that.
He will show you the coming things.
He will show you the coming things. I was meditating on that. Lord, I need to know the coming things in my own life. And then this ministry you've given me.
Right.
Has to do with that. And God got me to Psalm 25. I have no note in John. He just got me there.
Wow.
And over here in Psalm 25 and verse 4, it's all about your paths,
yes,
your ways.
Yes.
Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. And that first ways is Derek, D-E-R-E-K. And that is the path God has for you. He has a Derek for everyone's life.
Yes.
A path.
Yes.
And he wants you on that path.
Right.
And he will show you to get on that path.
Right.
Now here, David, he's smart enough to know that. And he begins by saying the first of the psalm, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my mind. I put my mind on you. Soul,
yes,
is mind, will, and emotions.
Right.
And I trust in you. And then he says in verse 4, show me your derrick for me, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach thee, for thou art my God, my Savior. On thee do I wait all the day. Now, verse 8, good and upright is Jehovah, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. In the derrick.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I've had people say to me before, oh, God doesn't have any, you know, communication with sinners.
Well,
every sinner that got to God got to him because God showed him the way.
Right.
And I think about Brother Kenneth Copeland, what a life he lived, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
But, and I heard Brother Kenneth Hagin prophesy to Brother Copeland, I have maneuvered you. I have maneuvered you like a ship is maneuvered into the harbor. Well, I know Vanetta Copeland, his mother, was praying for him.
Yes.
But he does show sinners.
Good for
the derrick.
Yes. Yes.
So if you got any sinners out there
people
you're praying for, he can show them the way.
He can legally move on their prayers.
And he can get them back
and get them back
in that path, or get them to the path. Right. And I never walked in it.
Right.
But he can do it.
He can do it.
Here's a verse you can stand on.
Yes.
My brother Joe is, you know, living purely for the devil. Right. But it is written right here that you deal with sinners and get them on the path.
Glory.
And I'm lifting up my brother Joe right now.
Well, we've got the word of the Lord.
Yeah. And you send laborers across his path.
Yes.
You know, that's New Testament.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. But verse 12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? And Shelley, you understand Hebrew a bit.
Yeah.
It says, Mizeh.
Yes.
Mizeh. Who is this?
Right.
And it means this auspicious man.
Yeah.
This great man.
Right.
This wise man.
Yes.
Who is this man that fears the Lord?
Mm.
That's the beginning of all wisdom.
Yes.
Him, that man, shall God teach in the way that he shall choose.
Oh.
In the Hebrew, I was reading in the Tehillim, and it says, he shall show him which way he should choose.
Oh, wow.
Like if you come to a fork in the road.
Yes.
He's going to show you which one to choose.
Yes. Yes.
This man that fears the Lord.
Yes.
Then, verse 14. The secret of Jehovah is with them that fear him. The word in Hebrew for secret is sod. You've heard of Sodorot, mm-hmm. that place where they're bombing right now. So many bombs going there. And that's just the plural in the feminine for secrets.
Yes.
Sodorot. But the secret of Jehovah is with them that fear him. Well, now, I should have gotten this Tehillim in here to show you this. It says, the secret of the Lord is for them that fear him. And the Hebrew word secret, sod,
yes,
matches the Greek word in the New Testament, mysterion,
oh,
mystery. And it means plan.
Yes.
The plan.
Yes.
For your life, the plan for the church.
Right.
The secret of Jehovah is for them. The
yes.
plan is for you. God's mystery is for you. It's not against you.
Exactly. For
now,
the benefit.
I just crossed out the last line, and he will show them his covenant. I just crossed that all out.
You did?
Yep, because it's not right.
Well.
It's as close as they could get to it. But
right.
here's what it literally says in the Hebrew, and I'll show you Shelley in the Tehillim. His covenant is to make them know.
Oh.
In other words. Yeah, go ahead.
He is bound by a
covenant
to show you.
To show you the path of life that he's got for you. His covenant binds him. Shelley, I just had to
That's
stop.
That's powerful. And thank
I
you,
I just
Lord.
Had to see law. His covenant is to let us know. You may have to go on without us because I'm thinking about
I
this.
I know. I sense his presence so strong.
I sense his presence. The mystery for your life, Shelley and Hannah and Jared, is for you. The secret of Jehovah is for you. It's not against you. His covenant is to, actually it says, make you know.
Not just, in other words, you have to have comprehension of that.
Yeah.
Knowing what to do or how to make me know.
His covenant
well,
is
you,
to make you know.
His covenant is to make you know.
Now, I was sitting by a Pastor Keith at the Branson meeting when Copeland's
were Moore?
Here. Yeah.
Pastor Keith Moore.
And I showed him that. And Keith had been teaching a lot on Abraham's faith.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's why he told Abraham what he was going to do down at Sodom. You know, he said,
that's right.
We can't hide this.
Can I hide this from him?
I can't hide it from him. I'm covenant bound to let him know.
Right.
So here we are in these auspicious days.
Right.
And he's exactly. covenant bound.
Yes.
To show us which way to choose.
Exactly.
What to do.
Right. It's like he's bending over backwards,
mm-hmm.
doing all that the Creator
can do to not keep it from us, but to show us and make us understand.
Shelley, I know when you minister, I know you and your husband minister, you pastored a year. People come up and they want you to pray for them that they'll know what to do.
Mm.
What God wants them to do. Mm-hmm. Pray for me that I'll know. You can't do that.
Mm-mm.
You can't tell them what God wants them to do for sure.
It's not like we live in such a microwave, a drive through the window generation where you give the order and then you get the answer or the hamburger or whatever. But in God, He doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm. How would you go about getting His will, Shel?
Well, first of all, I would go to His Word. His Word is His will, the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I would begin by reading.
Like honey on a biscuit?
Like honey on a biscuit. And I like to say, this is my Bible. This is God's holy word. I am what it says I am.
John Osteen.
I can do what He says I can do. And I have just stepped my feet into the will of God. And I would pray that prayer in Ephesians where it says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto me a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that the eyes of my understanding, my heart, be flooded with light, that I may know the hope of my calling. To know the will of the Lord takes a light from His hand to enlighten my heart. But He'll answer that. And mm-hmm. Then there are so many wonderful scriptures where it's...
You know what I'm going to have you do tomorrow?
What?
We don't have time today. I want you to tell the oatmeal story tomorrow.
You do?
I do.
Oatmeal's on the stove.
Because, don't tell it today now.
No.
Because, Shelley, there's the way to know the will of the Lord.
Yes.
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Well, He couples it together, yes.
He couples it right together, and we're talking about important things.
And you know the Lord says you've been letting that slip, and you need to get on it.
Oh, He said, Jared on it, too.
Really? Praise God.
Yeah, I'd let it slip, Shel.
And, it's just a vast continent of treasures out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can hear Brother Hagin saying at night before he'd go to bed, he would exercise that by speaking to himself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And there's something about all of us now where we're not satisfied. We're satisfied in the sense that we're in Him and Christ in us, the hope of glory. But isn't there such an awakening to more?
Mm.
More of what?
Oh, Shelley, such an awakening. Such an awakening is taking place in the body of Christ.
Such treasures.
And of course, if you awaken, He'll dig out your ear.
Yes.
And then you can hear.
Mm-hmm.
And He will show you the path of your life. Derek.
Yes.
He will show you which way to choose.
He's bound by His covenant.
He's bound by His covenant to do it.
That's powerful.
Covenant bound. Isn't that powerful? In the Hebrew, the secret or the mystery of Jehovah is for them that fear Him. I thought of that song, God is for me.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tomorrow, I really get right in on the oatmeal story.
Okay.
Well, such an example. And this is Billy Brim and Shelley, and we're coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. You can always reach us at billybrim.org, billeybrim.org. And that's where you're going to tune in and watch what we taped for Easter together. And so we're saying shalom, shalom.
Shalom,
until tomorrow.
Shalom.